All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Here I am dressed all in black. I'm in mourning for my lost country. Brittany Griner has been released. Now let's get on to the real news. I'm happy for her, but let's get to some real news. We have obviously Doug Thornton here. So you're looking at the Doug and Dave Intel Report here on thecommonsenseshow.tv, also on Heroes. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you this. We have money disappearing from this country like no one's business. And I know Doug's going to get into some of this and the parts he doesn't cover, I'll fill in the gaps or vice versa. Ladies and gentlemen, you're being ripped off to the nth degree. You're having money stolen from you. Like there's no one business. And we're talking billions, and it's going to end up, it probably already is in the trillions. And so Doug's going to talk to us about Ukraine to start off. So Doug, let's get to it. What do you have? And it'll be fun to compare notes with you.
Well, I just want to bring account to what's still going on in Ukraine. And if anyone asks why I'm dressed this way, I typically dress this way every day. I'm doing my best to get my my old self back into my young self and train every day. Though I will admit my back isn't what it used to be, but you know, every now and then, Dave, you got to put yourself through the suck and remember, you know, you need a little pain every day to persevere and to push forward.
Well, at least you can recover, okay, and get some back. I'm at the point. I've been where you've been, and unfortunately, I'm to the point now where my get up and go is got up and went, and my margin of recovery is very small. So I'm happy that you're able to get there. So shoot a lot of the bastards for me, will you?
Well, I mean, right now I'm trying to get my close quarters tactics and my long range reconnaissance patrols back underneath me, which means a lot of running. That's what that really means. A lot of walking, a lot of running. And for those of you out there, I mean, you know, going through, you know, trees that'll tear your shirts apart. You know, for all you out there who love to collect guns and talk about patriotism and wanting to fight against tyranny, remember that the fight can happen any day. Be in shape for that fight. That's what I implore people. Violence in America is beyond incredible at this point. So real quick, before we get into Ukraine, 26 oil tankers are stuck off the coast of Turkey. Ankara is demanding clarification of their insurance status. It is reported by Bloomberg now. Tankers carrying more than 23 million barrels of oil cannot pass through the Bosporus and Dardanelles areas. At the same time, about 10 tankers are related to Kazakhstan. This is what is stated by the head of the Kazmanai Gas Company. U.S. and U.K. officials are pushing Turkey to reconsider the insurance requirement, given the shipments from Kazakhstan are not subject to sanctions. So what do we see right now? This is a sanction war. All right. When we look at this historically, Dave, it's not a far cry to say this is growing into a very big economic war that's going to affect all the major players worldwide. We sanction you, you sanction us, you hurt our credibility, we hurt your credibility, you hurt our economy, we hurt your economy. This tit for tat eventually goes kinetic. Ukraine right now is where the kinetic fight is, but it will spread to other countries, to other continents. That will happen. America won't not let it happen, and Russia will continue to bring the fight to America as America brings the fight to Russia. So for all you out there in Wonderland, wake up and realize that you could literally wake up in the middle of the night to no power because of a critical infrastructure down cyber attack, which I believe is coming.
They've already done the beta tests, you know, that North Carolina, before that in California.
Did you know North Carolina the area that this hit is the same area where the book One Second After is proposed to be about.
How ironic.
How ironic. Food for thought, people. All right, so here's what I want to get into. There's several different things. I want to bring light to what's happening in Ukraine in multiple different variations, and Dave asked questions as we go along. Starting with, Ukraine is now officially executing their own people. If you were part of the Ukrainian Defense Force or the Ukrainian military, or even a volunteer who was voluntold to go and fight, if you choose not to fight in whatever way you choose not to, I've received several videos now of Ukrainian soldiers walking men out into a ditch in the woods and executing them. This type of stuff has been happening in Ukraine and in western part of Russia from the neo-Nazi battalions since probably 2014, and now it's really coming out because we are funding these people. All right. The mockery that is that's happening right now, it's beyond me to say that America has its hand involved in this. The United States is now transferring 37 armored personnel carriers. That's the Mark 11, the 1117, which is going to total the delivery of 250 units that are now announced to head to Ukraine.
What's this? Excuse me. What's the strategic implication for this?
So the armored personnel carriers, they're not Bradley fighting vehicles, as far as I know. They may be, but this is stuff that we should be having in our reserve. But we're sending our armored personnel carriers, light armored assault vehicles, to Ukraine to fight against Russia, and Russia's destroying everything. Everything that we're throwing at the Ukrainians to throw at the Russians, Putin's killing it all. I'm telling you right now, do not believe the hype of what you're being told. It's already came out from the UN. They had a little bit of a slip up that over 100,000 Ukrainian soldiers are either combat casualties or killed in action. And now it's coming out that Poland is receiving so many bodies of its Polish fighters that they're considering opening up their own Arlington Cemetery type. That's hundreds of thousands of people dead, tens of thousands at least. This war, Dave, is going to be spilling over into its neighboring countries soon, as everyone starts to throw in Ukraine. And for the life of me, I don't know why. This is my personal opinion at this rate. If the Ukrainians are such a dastardly group of people, all right, so I just put myself on a list by saying that. If their government is so corrupt, so much drugs, human sex trafficking, the bioweapons labs, the pay for play with the Bidens and the Clintons, if all this is happening, and they're executing their own people. Oh, and by the way, the Azov battalion is a neo-Nazi battalion, and we're still funding it. You got to understand, people, we're on the wrong side of this war. We really are. Oh, and I got a one-upper for that. I don't really know how to say this in any other way, but there's a member of the Azov battalion who is an American. And he is now making jewelry. Okay. I want to show you this guy. Okay. This guy. All right. This guy is a former American military service member who is making jewelry out of the bones of dead Russian soldiers.
Oh
There
my
you go.
goodness. How Aztec of him.
Yeah,
Okay.
the Azov Battalion, buddy.
You should call him
So,
the Aztec of Italian.
yeah.
It's the kind of thing you'd expect from them. Okay.
His name is Robert Wertmann. American mercenary Robert Wertmann is now selling souvenirs made from the bones of Russian soldiers.
Okay. Which is unbelievable.
Mentally ill mercenaries with openly sadistic tendencies are often found in the ranks of the armed forces of Ukraine. Immediately, I remember the story of the soldier who cooked in the boiler a human skull. Stories with mass executions and mockery of prisoners of war. Now a new terrible idea has settled in the head of an American mercenary who decided to sell the souvenirs from the bones of soldiers. This is also a same kid who's wearing an SS patch. We're on the wrong side of this war. I think at some point in time, we need to put away whatever problems we have geopolitically with Russia and understand that no one in the world can allow Nazi Germany to come back. We don't want, Stalin to come back either, obviously, but.
Yeah, there could be an obstacle there. Let me tell you why. I was on John Moore's show on a panel discussion, and Jeff Nyquist was on there. And you'd be hard pressed to find a better military expert than Jeff. And as people were sharing what they knew with intel, it was really quite good. It hit me. I know Putin trained under Klaus Schwab for the Young Global Leaders Program. But I thought he broke away because he didn't want digital and all the other crap for his country. And that's what I thought. But as Jeff was reviewing the re revelations of defectors to America from the 60s through the 90s, they said, here are certain ways that you are planned to be taken over by the Russians. And as he was talking about this, bingo, it hit me. I thought, what if Putin's really an agent of the WEF? He's willing to sacrifice a good portion of his country for a seat at the table when it's all over. And this is all designed to get us into a third world war. And I don't know that we can deal with Russia if Putin is really on the side of the WEF. And this is a plot to evolve into a world war and basically have mass extermination, which fits their depopulation goals. What do you think about that?
In my realities, as we fight this war, does it matter?
Not to the grunt that's on the front lines risking their life,
Yeah.
but I think geopolitically it matters.
It does geopolitically, because now we're muddying the waters of political alignments. The entire WEF thing, all right, the G20 summits and all this other stuff, it is confusing the American warfighter and the American patriot who doesn't know which side who is on. Now, I'll tell you this much. I'm not a fan of Putin. I really could care less what happens in Russia. I could care less what happens in Ukraine, but I am not a fan of anything Nazi. So if the enemy of my enemy is my friend at this moment, then I would say we don't support Russia, but we do not need to send any more anything to Ukraine until they are held accountable for the treatment of prisoners of war, until they are brought accountable for executing their own people. These are war crimes. These are absolute war crimes. And right now, Kiev has sent their own little circus clown arrangement of people to the United States delegations. I think they're already in Congress, and they've already been in the White House. And one of the things that they were doing was they were trampling on a flag of the Donetsk People's Republic. And we have U.S. politicians that are standing on top of this flag. Regardless of whether or not you like the political revolution that's happening in Ukraine, people are dying. People are dying every day to the tune of thousands. Thousands a day are dying in Ukraine, especially in the western southern portion of the Donetsk People's Republic. I do not care about the Donetsk People's Republic's political motivations. I'm an American. I don't care. What I do care about as a Christian is that innocent people are getting caught in all this. Rich people are getting richer. The medical industrial complex and the prison industrial complex and the military industrial complex are making these people who are funding all this even richer every day
That's true. Yeah,
on
that's
the
true. You're right.
bones of people that are caught in between the crossfire. So who's the good guy?
This is Zelensky's MO right here. They're fighting a war for profit for their elite.
Well, Zelensky just got named Time Magazine Man of the Year.
Well, so was Adolf Hitler, so I figure it means a lot.
1938, Adolf Hitler was awarded that. So we cannot trust Time Magazine historically to tell us what is good and what is bad. But I can tell you this much. Watch this video. This is them standing on the flag. In your Congress, this is happening. Laughing, joking, jackassery, having a good old time. Let me tell you why I don't like politics, even though I involve myself in it. I don't like politics because 99% of the politicians have never worn what I'm wearing right now. 99% of the politicians have never had to walk across the field of battle. They've never smelt war. They have no idea what they're talking about, but they'll gladly stand on top of a flag of people who are dying for that flag. And for what? For what? They're making themselves richer. We need to be calling that out. I care less about this lady, basketball player who got released
Yeah,
from
Brittany
Russia.
Griner.
Now, Brittany Griner got released, and we ignored a Marine, Paul Whelan, who's there, who got, I don't know exactly what he got caught up for, but tactically, it doesn't make sense. Brittany Griner is a criminal. Who cares? She tried to smuggle in narcotics into a Russian airport, you idiot.
Stupid.
Now, I'm not exactly what all is going on with Paul Whelan, but tactically, we don't want that guy to be interviewed in any way or interrogated in any way. So we want him out of there. But we're going to transfer one of the worst international prisoners or international criminals of our modern time for what? Who cares about Brittany Griner? I'm sorry, I don't care. I don't care that she's black. I don't care that she's gay. I don't care at all. She's a criminal. But in our country, just like George Floyd, we would rather celebrate criminals than pull out people who actually fought for this country. That's where we're at. That's why Ukraine does matter. Ukraine
Well,
matters.
Whelan's doing 16 years for espionage. So, in other words, he was probably working for the CIA and got caught. And we don't want to admit to what he was doing.
No. And if once again, if that is what's going on, then we don't want him in a prison. We don't want him giving up any state secrets or anything like that.
It's probably already done.
Well, I mean, you can be tortured to the point that you'll say anything to make it stop. And Russia is not below doing that. Dave, I just think that at the rate that we're going right now, this war will increase when the soil is frozen and those tanks can move from Russia into Ukraine. They will be moving before summer. I'll give you my prediction. Sometimes I'm fairly accurate in my predictions. I study this type of stuff, all right? This is just my prediction. My prediction is that before summer, I was saying spring, now I'm going to say summer, that before summer, we are probably going to start inserting United States military servicemen actively into Ukraine. Not as advisors, but as war fighters. Because
Is this gonna?
they've lost over 200,000 military members, volunteers. There's over 300,000 injuries now being reported from the people of Ukraine. They're running out of weaponry. They're running out of food. Putin, and this is smart, and I'm going to let you comment on this and I'll shut up. Putin destroyed the majority of their infrastructure. Now he's going to attack the telecommunications and internet sites. Invasion is coming. We will be there to meet them. Give it back to you.
Yeah, I really can't expand on that. Do you think this will result in a draft?
Don't ever take that off the table. I mean, they approved it a couple of years ago for a reason.
Yeah,
Oh, by the
so.
way, ladies, you'll finally get your chance of equal opportunity. Be
Yeah.
careful what you wish for.
Your body, not your choice.
Yeah. Yep. Here's a gun. Here's, 12 weeks of basic training. Go fight the Ruskies. Enjoy. Enjoy chemical warfare. Enjoy trench warfare. Enjoy winter warfare. And enjoy being left out to dry by your country to make rich men richer. I may be a disenfranchised veteran, but I think very, very many veterans out there see what's happening and don't want that to happen to people of our own country.
Well, the younger generation is too soft and they won't capitulate out of fear. Not out of patriotism, but out of fear.
Well, let me tell you why I think this is going to happen. Moscow is now rejecting the fact that the United States Senate Committee on Resolution recognizing actions of Russia and Ukraine are saying that Russia is committing genocide in Ukraine, and it completely ignoring the fact that Ukraine is committing genocide on its own people in Ukraine. And this is the statement from Russia. They said that we categorically reject the accusations contained in the resolution of the Commission of the Upper House of Congress that Russia's actions in Ukraine constitute genocide. Such insinuations are a frank distortion of the facts. This says the Russian embassy representative to the United States. You cannot continue to throw out these type of accusations and not act upon them. And once again, these are narratives that are going to be connecting us to events. There will be some mass grave that will be found in most likely Eastern Ukraine, and they're going to pin it on Russia, and it's going to be because of the Azov Battalion. They're already killing people. I mean, heaven's sake, man. They are executing their own people because they refuse to fight. And laughing about it, posting it on social media. Dave, may I show a quick video? All
Yeah, go ahead.
right, now this is not a video that has anything with executions or anything in it. It stops right before it happens. But I just want to show you. This is them marching their own men. This is a neo-Nazi battalion. That's their own people. That's a ditch. I have books, four or five books up here, filled with pictures of people being put in ditches by the Nazi government. This is what they want us to support. Times Man of the Year. This is his military. That's his own people that are being forced to admit that they're cowards on social media before they are stepped into their own grave. You're being lied to. Your government's lying to you. The Ukrainians are lying to you, and they're afraid to say that Russia is actually telling an ounce of truth. Once
Yeah,
again,
I
I think
don't
if
trust. I
Vladimir
don't trust
Putin,
Biden. I do not. I mean,
no.
I don't mean Biden. I do not trust Putin.
No, I think if Vladimir Putin were given the chance, he would destroy America because we want to destroy him. We're talking about the setups for mutually assured destruction right now. Someone is going to press the button on the other's behalf. Somebody is going to cut someone's lights out and start the invasion. It's going to happen if we don't de-escalate. But there's no prima facie for de-escalation. You don't have to be you don't have to have a degree in international politics to see this. This is what's happening. You better get used to this. Hell, if you live in most democratic cities in America, you better get used to this. Yeah, I just we talk about prepping all the time. Look what's happening in North Carolina. We talk about arming yourself and training. Look what's happening in Philadelphia. Now they had to hire a private
Yeah, I saw that.
security just to be able to pump gas. What is this? Nigeria?
No, they got people armed with AR-15s and M-16s, Kevlar vests, because an ATM was stolen from this convenience store gas station. The employees have been attacked. And so this guy just put his own paramilitary force in. But mark my words, Merrick Garland and his thugs will show up at that gas station.
I say good on them. I said let it happen.
I agree. You know, we're at a point, and I made the point on my YouTube channel that we are at a point now where Americans aren't going to be protected. So they got to take matters into their own hands. And that's what's happening.
No, I mean.
You know, Doug, what they're doing, I think it's unintentional, but there's a consequence for every action. And if America goes the route of vigilantism for self-protection, this country will become ungovernable. And then we go back to the Wei Fang Declaration of 2017 that was leaked in his speech, the defense minister's speech to the CCP Central Planning Committee. And he said, you know, we don't like to say it, but we're not going to America to occupy and have colonists come in. We are going to exterminate every American except for the 14 million Chinese that are in the country. That is verified, that is valid, and that is the official Chinese position for occupation of America, genocide. They're not going to leave you alive. And so the people that think you can capitulate, okay, and be like the French Vichy were in World War II, think again. They're going to kill all of you. And by the way, you know what they talked about? Race-specific bioweapons that they got from the Israelis. That's what they're talking about.
At what point in time do we take this serious?
I've been broadcasting about this, Doug, for 5 years.
I mean, I still have communications with people who tell me that we're just trying to sell product. I mean, not really. The product sells itself. We have it. We have people that say that, we're fear-mongering. We're trying to push a personal narrative because we have a dislike of this government.
I do dislike the people running the government.
Well, I mean, you
I
have
didn't
a
say the government. Do you hear what I said? How I said it? The people who have seized illegitimate control of our government.
government right now that has a Baphomet head in the White House. Do you know that?
No.
Yeah. So if the interior decorating is even overtly satanic, they support everything that is antichrist.
True.
When bad things start to happen in this country, look up your redemption draweth nigh, but understand that, I don't want the destruction of my country. I don't want the endangerment of my people. I'm just saying I'm looking at this through biblical eyes, through history, that there's never been a nation that has stood upon the auspice of being the lead center of the world and stood for very long. And I think America's going to get dethroned. I mean, at this rate, how do you not tell me we are not the whore of Babylon? How do you not tell me that we are the scarlet harlot? I mean, we are what is preached throughout the Bible of being a sinful nation.
Well, that's true. When you wallow in shit, you start to stink. And what we're doing right now in Ukraine is doing exactly that. Zelensky is the lowest form of life out there on the planet. And we're aligning to him. We're being subservient to him. And your tax dollars are going to support this. 60% of the Pentagon's budget is missing. And they failed five audits. Where the hell do you think the money is going, people? It's not planning the Christmas party here in a couple of weeks.
No, a good brother of ours, Jamie Walden, is doing anti-child sex trafficking operations right now in an undisclosed location in the Dominican Republic. I recently interviewed him about a week and a half ago on it. And you know what he said is there? Ukrainians in the Dominican Republic buying kids. Russians in the Dominican Republic buying kids. Americans buying kids. It to the actually, you know what? One of the biggest customers of these child sex trafficking corporations at this point is actually American Christians that are over there, and they're doing volunteer work. So we live in a time, Dave, that we need to understand it. I don't mean to sound preachy. That's not what I am. But it is time to stop playing games with God. You need to buckle up. You need to get strapped in for whatever in the heck is going to come. FTX was just the beginning.
Well, to fund and lead these illegitimate operations, what better president to have than one whose daughter says, "I showered with daddy, daddy president." The man, I mean, here's another thing that happened today. There's a battery company, the name jumps out of my head. I just reported on this. We're giving a $200 million grant to a battery company that's taking American jobs overseas to China. That's treason. They've declared the fact that they want to commit genocide against this country on multiple occasions, and yet we're funding their operations at the expense of our own people. That's treason. That's daddy showers with his daughter presidency.
Well, I mean, and the same government is funding a government in Ukraine that is going around burning down churches. Oh, and by the way, Poland is doing it too. So you're no better, Poland. Listen, this is from Archbishop Nikolai of Kirovograd. Sorry if I mispronounced that. He is the bishop of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, the head guy. This is his quote: "Look into the eyes of our believers who are fighting for Ukraine against the invader, Russia. Look into the eyes of thousands of volunteers of the Ukrainian Orthodox Church who give everything to our soldiers. Look into the eyes of everyone who goes to our churches and tell them you want to ban them. And most importantly, everything you do in front of God. Look at the icon of Christ and tell him that you forbid his church." I really could care less if they're Orthodox, they're Baptist, they're Pentecostal, they're Presbyterian, they're Catholic. If you're holding up the banner for Christ, we need to rally around that. We should be rallying around that as Christians. But this individuality amongst the Christian movement, my church is better than your church because of whatever doctrine. We're infighting amongst ourselves. We've lost the point of what Christ told us to do.
Well, if you're waiting, and I'm saying this generally, Doug, if you're waiting for something that hasn't been for a long time and never will be again, you're going to wait for a long time. And specifically, what I'm talking about is the Democratic Party is the operational arm for what we're talking about here involving American resources and personnel. And these people are headed by people like Hillary Clinton, who goes once a month to the synagogue of Satan. Need I say more? Zelensky plays the piano with his private parts. He worships Satan. Need I say more?
You know what's strange, is how it seems to be that the average of our politicians who are very against anything Christ, by supporting all this other pagan worship and these very heathenistic views, they're all Catholic for the most part. Why is that?
The Catholic Church has been overrun. Look at the Pope. Yeah, let's combine Christianity and Islam. We'll call it Chrislam. When aliens come here, I'll baptize them. I mean, anything but the Word of God. Nothing from the Bible, not quoting Genesis, not quoting Revelations. And I'll tell you why. I believe this Pope is a direct descendant of what we read about in Genesis 6, where the fallen angels were cast to earth. And I believe he may be the direct descendant of these people. And Doug, I'm absolutely convinced, and other people are starting to talk about this now, that we have two different DNAs on this planet. And I have, I read the Bible, and I've been told by many pastors that my interpretation is probably correct, that this DNA survived the flood And now that DNA, satanic, is trying to kill off the DNA that is from God. And the Bible talks clearly about in the end days, God's chosen people will be persecuted everywhere they are on the earth. And at the end, we win, but not until we go through literal hell and tribulation for 7 years. And I believe I just defined for you what the real sides are in what's going on in the planet. We have the superficial war going on in Ukraine. And yes, I'm saying we need to deal with that because you got to fight the enemy that's in front of you. But at the baseline of all this is that we are in a spiritual war, and you cannot use physical means to defeat spiritual opponents. This is Satan versus good. This is evil versus good at its core.
As the master says that if he did not return in time, there would be no flesh left alive.
That's right.
You know,
I would say this too, human flesh.
Redeemable flesh.
I am fully convinced, and I believe I will be vindicated on this view, that the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the people who are trying to enslave humanity are from the other side. Now, I don't go along with David Icke's, you know, the reptilian shapeshifter stuff. I'm sorry, David, you do good work, but I don't go with you. But I go with him on the fact that there is a different presence on this planet that was cast to this earth. In fact, let me just share this with you from my good friend Vance Davis, former NATO, NSA attached to NATO. And in his training, he was taught, and it was generic, right, and secular, but they describe Genesis 6. They say good guys, bad guys fought each other out there in the cosmos. The bad guys lost, and the bad guys were sent here, and they're on a mission to destroy humanity. They first wanted to capture the soul, and this is in his training, but they were unable to do that, so they had to decide to destroy the human form. And this was 1992 when Vance shared this with me. And I said, how long have you known this? He said, about 5 years. So going back to 1987, this is before the term transhumanism ever became known and used and popular. But he's describing the process of transhumanism before it was transhumanism. And this is exactly what's at the heart of everything that's going on. If we clear the table of all the BS and say, what are the forces really at work here? Satan and the remnant of God. And you're on one side or the other. And if you're not serving Jesus, you're serving Satan.
Well, I mean, that's what I've been saying for a while. If you're not for Christ, you're antichrist.
That's exactly right.
The apostles have talked about how there are numerous amounts of antichrists, and eventually there will be false prophets. The arch antichrist and the arch false prophet. And that's what, you know, I'm not a kind of guy, Dave, who sits there and says the sky is falling, or that, you know, tomorrow is the beginning of the end and we're into tribulation, because no man knows. And I want to state that no man knows the hour or day that the Christ will return.
But it's coming. We can already see it. It's coming, Doug.
Well, there are plenty of signs, right? But this has happened throughout history, numerous times where people have said, we must be in the end times. I believe the technology is the key. The technology to unleash the mark of the beast is the key. Unfortunately, I think Elon Musk is a part of that.
I don't trust Elon Musk. I've said that publicly.
It's so hard to say yes or no to this. I like Elon's spunk, but at the same time, I don't like the fact that Elon doesn't know what side of the fence to stand on. So, you know, ergo, if you are not for Christ, even if you're not considering yourself to be bad, you are still antichrist. You know, that's because his technology will be used to advance the infrastructure of the antichrist. The world wars will advance the infrastructure of the antichrist. We are eventually going to get to a point where this entire world will be at war with itself. The wars, rumors of wars, ethnos versus ethnos, kingdoms versus kingdoms, the economies crashing, earthquakes in diverse places, plagues and famines. And then a man is going to come on scene and stop it all. And the Jews are going to welcome him as the Messiah. So what's the timepiece that we should be paying attention to? It's Israel. Now, I think Israel right now is in the fight for its life because they're about to go to war with Iran. And we're probably going to be there to assist that. Look, once Israel goes to war with Iran, we will be at war with Iran. And then we'll be in Taiwan fighting China. And then we're going to be in Ukraine, fighting Russia. We're in an economic war with the BRICS nations, so there's your other level of warfare. It just seems like we're fulfilling prophecy. I'm no biblical expert. I just read my Bible. But you cannot deny what's happening right now in this world. You can't deny it. And for those who deny it, I just say, either you're not reading your Bible, or you're not praying, or you just don't care. And all three of those things are dangerous at this point in time.
Well, I would say this. It just broke in the news this morning that the UN passed a declaration in an order, and only five nations opposed it. I don't recall three of them, but the two are the Canada and the US. And the UN ordered Israel to surrender its nuclear stockpile
Nope.
and nuclear weapons.
Nope.
And they further said, you will submit yourself to investigations and expect inspections. The bottom line is they're trying to demilitarize Israel so it can be destroyed.
Well, God has a funny way of doing that about that country. He's done it numerous times throughout the Bible where God will punish Israel for rebelling. Not to poke fingers or anything, but just going biblically, one of the most reprobate nations in the world right now is Israel.
Oh, yeah, high-end child trafficking, I agree.
Well, child trafficking, but also homosexuality. If we're going to look at these things through a biblical standpoint, God gives Israel over to its enemies many, many times throughout the Bible, but yet his hand is always stretched out still because that's the apple of his eye. God also warns that you do not dare disrupt his operations in Israel, or he will come and visit wrath upon your nation. So, United Nations, be prepared for bad times if you go through with that. But this is the climatic, time of the world where we see war upon the horizon. The entire atmosphere has turned into a war footing. Once again, there's no call for peace. There's no call for stabilization is destabilization. There's no call for neutralizing. It's aggression. So why I say that is observe that these times, if they continue to speed up, if they continue to get worse, there will be a man who comes upon the scene who will say, I call for peace. And the whole world will love him. The entire nation of Israel will welcome him as the false Messiah right into the third temple. So be paying attention to the Red Heifer, which is an operation happening here in Texas. I guess that's strange within itself. And if you don't know anything about the Red Heifer, that's one of the things that has to happen. You have to have the Red Heifer to then sacrifice within the third temple. And there's a lot of different speculation on the third temple. I'm just giving you what I know. Who am I? But a heifer can only remain a heifer for 2 years. Then it becomes a cow. So once the red heifer is born, 2 years, that sacrifice has to be made. There's your actual countdown. There's an actual countdown for you.
I couldn't agree with you more.
There's so many things to try and pay attention to right now, Dave. What
No.
are you focusing on?
Well, I bring everything back to what I talked about, the good versus evil on the planet. This is a fight for the planet, and it's really being waged in the physical realm, but spiritual forces are behind it very clearly, and it's very biblical. So I do focus on the baseline, but I also try to focus on the pivotal points. And Ukraine is most certainly a pivotal point, but it's not going to be the only pivotal point. And I've seen pivotal points form around the world. I'll give you one more that no one's talking about. Brazil's election was stolen much like the last two elections in America. And the Brazilian military is loyal to Bolsonaro, the victim of the stolen election in Brazil. And they basically tried to go through the courts to get remedy. The military did. And the court said, screw you. We're going to let this stand and let this ex-criminal who's been in prison, a communist loyal to China, take over the government. And the military is saying, hell no. And the military has a lot of the population behind them. Brazil's ready to explode into both a civil war and a regional war with China. That's a pivotal point in South America. The pivotal point, we already talked about the pivotal Middle East. We already talked about that just recently. Of course, we're going to see a pivotal point in Asia, but I don't know if it's going to initially involve Taiwan, but it will end up there. But what China has to do is negate the military power of both Korea, South Korea, and Japan. And I'm not sure how this is going to unfold. It'll become clear, but there are pivotal points. And this is what I'm focusing on as far as foreign policy. In this country, what we're looking at is the centralization of power. The Democrats have managed to learn how to steal every election that matters to them. I mean, the real numbers are starting to come out with Carrie Lake, and we don't have time to go into all that now. We should do a separate show, and I'll present what I've learned from experts, former DOJ, and so forth. But Carrie Lake probably got about 70, 72% of the total vote. And they managed to steal elections. And it's a domestic turning point because I have it on very, very good authority and more than one kind of source that Arizona is going to be ground zero for the introduction of the new pathogen to force medical martial law lockdown. And then, of course, this will spread throughout the country. And Katie Hobbs has been chosen as the person to put this out. And Arizona, and I'm getting ready to come out with this, Doug. I'll probably do it this weekend. Arizona has the most draconian medical martial law in America. And it came in under communist control, Doug Ducey, the outgoing governor. And it's bad. And they tie in. You've heard Celeste and I talk about ESF 8 through 14 from HHS, where they have FEMA camps set up and they'll take sick people there supposedly, but they're not sick people going there to get treated. There are 17 federal agencies associated with this, and this is what Arizona's tying into. And not one of these 17 agencies is a medical institution. So you're housing people for medical reasons and you have no medical alignment with these facilities. They're genocide factories. That's what they are. And this is what's coming to America, folks. Medical genocide, and it's unquestionable. And I'm going to be sharing more of this with Doug because he has some really good resources he can use to unlock this. But I've got enough right now to show you that it's happening. And this is really the next venture for the Common Sense Show. And this is the centralization of power to wipe out resistance.
Absolutely. And that goes along with Warnock defeating Walker in Georgia.
Impossible. Who would vote
What a
for a guy
vile
whose
person.
wife, his wife, Warnock's wife is on tape, said he tried to run me over, and then she starts talking about all the things he does? Who would vote for that?
I watched the body cam footage of it
I
when law
know.
enforcement came and investigated it.
And why didn't they arrest him? Why didn't they arrest him, Doug?
It's a very, very good question. Here's the problem. Law enforcement is not enforcing law. As a guy who's very pro law enforcement, I am once again very pro police. I'm very pro enforcing the law. I cannot help those who do not. But there are tens of thousands of law enforcement out there whose hands are tied and they don't know what to do. If they, if they do enforce laws that are on the books and then they're chastised for it, their lives are made a living hell and they're forced to quit. Well, the more of those people that we lose, and the more corrupt people that get hired, the worse this gets for us all.
I agree.
But this whole thing, this is not necessarily law enforcement from the police standpoint. This is the attorneys refusing to prosecute. That's where the real power lies right now, is with the attorneys.
Well, okay, you know as well as I do that if you look at the Maoist takeover of China, One of the central themes was the Cultural Revolution. You have to unseat what people are aligned with, and you have to basically change everything in society so you can take it in a different direction. This is part of the Build Back Better concept of the WEF. And this is what's happening in America. You turn first graders into sexual perverts. You give puberty blockers to girls designed to stop heterosexual marriage, normal family structure, the family
Turn
unit.
kids into radical terrorists.
Let me tell you what Amitai Etzioni said. He's considered to be the founder of modern sociology. He said, the family can survive without the state, but the state can't survive without the family. And that's a truism. So what these perverts have decided to do is to pervert the family. And this is their devilish takeover of America by removing the man as the head of the family, authority of the family, and removing the family structure as we know it, which is largely heterosexual, God-fearing, and they want to turn these people into Satan-worshipping. And of course, we believe in 97 genders, and you're going to speak a different language called pronouns. This is the Maoist Cultural Revolution of America. You're perverting the public. The pulpit has been taken over. And what we're seeing now are pastors are endorsing gay marriage. And personally, I don't care. People have to answer for their sins at the end of their day. I don't care who they sleep with as long as they leave my kids alone. But the reality is this, Doug, they're not going to leave your kids alone. There are two kinds of people right now in this country. There are those who want to be left alone and they're hiding from the truth. And then there are those who will never leave them alone.
I mean, before we close this, because we're pretty close to closing it, I'll just have to say that, right now is the time to be demanding the best of yourself. As Epictetus said, how long are you going to wait until you demand the best of yourself? I say train, prep, and pray. The world is not going to be calm overnight. Prophecy will be fulfilled because that's prophecy. The nation is going to get more violent. We haven't even began to rebuild the 100 food processing centers that have all just mysteriously blown themselves up. Nation is rising against nation. We have a pending economic collapse, housing bubble collapse. Prepare yourself. You should be demanding the best of yourself today. Just like I'm going to. It's cold, it's wet, it's muggy, and I'm about to go crawl through the freaking mud and dirt just to lay in the prone position and get back to shooting, because that's what is most uncomfortable for me, and I'm going to go force myself to do it. You have to force yourself. Dave, you're not exactly, long in the tooth for a reason. You've been around for a while. And as a person who's been involved with athletics for a very long time, even an aging athlete is still an athlete. You have to maintain what you're doing or you'll no longer be athletic, right?
That's true. Use it or lose it.
And that's what I'm stressing people right now. Use this time wisely. Be praying with your kids and with your family. Be blessing your home. Take care of your finances. If you got a bug out location, you might want to go visit it. Make sure everything's okay with it. You may want to keep some gas and diesel on the side. You may want to get the vehicle maintenance done on your vehicle now while you have that ability. You never know, man. And look, I'm not a naysayer or a doom porn salesman. I just want people to be prepared in this country.
Yeah, I hear
It's
you.
getting crazy. Be prepared.
Well, Doug, I think we're about out of time, and so I'll start, and you get to close. You can view us at thecommonsenseshow.com. That's our literary source. We have a podcast that we post the last five shows to at thecommonsenseshow.com, and our podcasts are doing well. Unashamedly, I'll say that we're in the top one half of 1% of the country out of 3 million, was it 3 billion podcasts? No, 3 million podcasts, excuse me. It's amazing how people are tuning in because people are hungry for knowledge. We have a YouTube channel, the Common Sense Show dot, excuse me, just the Common Sense Show on YouTube. And we have presences on Rumble, Telegram, and so forth. But Like I said, I'm on so many sources, Doug, I can't even track them all. But those are the major ones that were on Red State Talk Radio, Global Star Radio Network. That's where you can catch us. So, Doug, talk about your show, American Vindicta.
All right, so you can go to the AmericanVindictaShow.com and find out all the venues that the podcast is on. I am on YouTube for now on two strikes. I think my strikes drop off December 17th and 19th.
I don't think they drop off, do they?
They said they expire, so then I'll have three more strikes. Yeah. And
Well,
I'll do my best to get back up there.
I got to tell you, I've had a warning on my site for 2 years,
Yeah,
and it's still there.
the warnings don't go away, but the strikes do. I've had like four strikes so far, so I'm kind of like a pro at this now, I guess, at surviving YouTube. But I'm also on Rumble. Now people are starting to find me on the Amazon Prime podcast and also Audible podcasts. I'm on Google and a couple other places, so check me out if you want to help support me, the AmericanVindictaShow.com. But please make sure that you are signed up for thecommonsenseshow.com and .tv so that you can see this type of stuff and pass it along. And then our good friend Tony that's over there at Heroes Nation,
Heroes Nation, yeah.
make sure you're paying attention to that. And I want to say thank you to Todd over at gsradio.net, who has been the mother station for all for a very long time. So thank you, Todd. Thank you, Tony. Thank you to all the outlets who don't censor us. Thank you to everyone who sponsors us. And that's it, man. That's all I got.
Yeah, that's good. We're on the regular podcast too. But here's the deal. You get to a point where you have to farm out some of your mechanics because you don't have enough hours in the day. So I can't hear and quote you. I know we're on Apple, Amazon, name the podcast services where I know we're on them. But the reality is, our presence on these services, Doug, they're tenuous at best. And when the Journalism and Competition and Protection Act goes through, we're all done. We're all done. Anyway, we're going to close for now. I want to thank you for joining us. On behalf of my broadcast partner, Doug Thornton, this is Dave Hodges, and you've been listening to the American Vindicta, the Common Sense Show, combined into the Doug and Dave Intel Report. We'll see you back here next time. Thanks for joining us.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.